poverty and lack. For better understanding of this content, I ask that you read all four chapters of the book of Ruth in your Bible. Ruth was a Moabitess. Consider what the law of Moses said about a Moabite. An Amorite or Moabite shall not enter the assembly of the Lord. Even to the tenth generation, none of his descendants shall enter the assembly of the Lord forever, because they did not meet you with bread and water on the road when you came out of Egypt, and because they hired against you Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you. Deuteronomy 23:3-4. As a Moabitess, Ruth bore a shameful heritage. Furthermore, she was widowed, destitute, and in a situation of extreme need. She lived in the company of two other widows, her sister-in-law and mother-in-law. Naomi, her mother-in-law, encouraged her to go back to her mother's house. She counseled her to retreat to her familiar setting with familiar people and make a way for herself. Sometimes, in fact most of the time, it seems more favorable to go back to familiar settings. The Israelites often thought of going back to Egypt when their way became difficult. When the going gets tough, we want to quit going. It's more convenient to disconnect from our commitments and take the easy way. It must have been tempting for Ruth to listen to Naomi. What would we have been thinking in her situation? I never should have married into this family in the first place, bunch of losers. This time, I'll marry for money in the land of my gods. When I get home, I'll get myself a good family name and a position in the community. This time, I'll be somebody, a success. Orpah chose to take the road back, the familiar road, and we never hear of her again in the scriptures. Ruth was different. She had a determination to go forward, to take an unfamiliar path, the path leading to God. Ruth, whose name means friend, was compelled forward through loyalty to Naomi. Her relationship with another person had become a stronger force in her life than her own individual needs. Through initiative and desire, Ruth came into the fields of Boaz, Naomi's kinsman redeemer, which was exactly the place God needed her to be. Although she thought she had nothing to offer, Naomi had what Ruth needed all along, connection to a relative of her husband who had the right and responsibility of redeeming a widow from poverty. Lost hope had blinded Naomi to the possibility of redemption and recovery. She had become so overwhelmed by the circumstances of her loss in her life that she had nearly given up, thinking that the Lord had dealt bitterly with her. We've been there. Ruth found favor with Boaz, Naomi's kinsman. He greatly admired the young woman, having heard from others the story of her courage and faithfulness. He spoke this blessing upon her. The Lord repay your work, and a full reward be given you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge. Ruth 2:12. Even though Boaz instructed his men to drop handfuls of grain for her own purpose, Ruth continued to work as a gleaner. From her example, we learn that provision is not automatic. We have to make the effort to gather what the Lord provides for us. We must go to the harvest. It does not come to us. Boaz protected Ruth, commanding his men not to touch her. He provided for her, inviting her to come enjoy bread at his table. And when she came to his feet as he slept on the threshing floor, openly expressing to him her need, he accepted her. Ruth became the wife of Boaz, mother of Obed, grandmother of Jesse, and great-grandmother of David, king of Israel. Boaz is an Old Testament picture of our kinsman redeemer, Jesus. He was related to Naomi. Jesus came into the earth as a human being, born of a woman. He is, therefore, related to us. Boaz was able to redeem because he had the means. Jesus is able to redeem us because he alone lived a sinless life, the only legal means acceptable to God as payment for our redemption. Boaz was willing to redeem Naomi and Ruth. Jesus was willing to drink the cup of death as our substitute in order to redeem us, saying, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. The first chapter of Matthew records Ruth in the lineage of Jesus. She followed God and walked right into the future he already had in mind for her. Psalm 23 declares, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." The road to his provision is not the natural road, not the easy road. It is a road of loyalty, commitment, diligence, and humility. Gathering his provision means working hard and trusting him when the circumstances look bleak. Trusting the Lord means feeling alone and abandoned by people sometimes, but it's the right road because it leads to life and provision, not only for oneself, but also for generations to come. Will we allow poverty and lack to be our excuses not to be diligent and determined? The choice is ours. We must give ourselves. We may be all we have to give, but we are exactly who God needs. He wants us to give ourselves. God will make sure somebody notices. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Proverbs 18:16. Damsel, arise from poverty and lack by living a life of consideration for others. Find a field to work in, a place where your strengths will benefit others, and work hard. Let the gifts the Lord has put in you make room for you. Promotion will surely come from the Lord. Arise from destitution to your God-planned destiny. This is God's design for woman.